14-Day Lockdown with Goddess Serena. Serena Sinclair is a professional dominatrix. She didn't start out as one, though. Wishing to be discovered after high school, she left New Orleans for Hollywood. Working as a waitress and dashing from one audition to another, Serena found success elusive and the competition fierce. The problem was she couldn't get auditions without an agent, and she couldn't get an agent without a headshot. Being young and from an upper-lower-class family, she didn't have extra money, so she sought out the cheapest photographer. When he suggested sex in lieu of cash, she quickly spread her legs. He offered extra prints if she agreed to smack him with the camera strap. Even though Serena thought the request was odd and had never engaged in anything but normal sex, she wanted the prints. Holding the camera as a handle, she lightly tapped the photographer's arm with the strap. He shrewdly swapped the strap for a flogger, one of the props he always kept on hand. While it was easier to manipulate, Serena was afraid of hurting the naked man. He leaked at her willingness.
"That's awfully kind of you to consider my feelings, miss, but it takes a lot to make me cry. So don't worry, okay?"
He hoped his voice sounded soothing and not predatory. When she nodded slightly, he continued,
"Let me show you."
He placed his hand over hers as she clutched the toy.
"Loosen your wrist like this," he demonstrated. "Good. Now you try it."
Serena smacked him with a loose wrist, and the thwack was audible.
"Oh!"
She reacted to her own force.
No, you did just fine," he pulsed. "I barely felt that."
"Really?"
"Yep. If you want me to feel anything, you need to hold the tips of the strands until right before the impact."
He demonstrated against his thigh, where a louder thwack sounded. Serena shuddered.
"Now you try."
She copied the man's style and connected a thwack to the same place.
"Yes. Just like that. Keep going."
Serena swatted him 10 more times, which he counted.
That was so good. Try right here now."
He presented his ass as he grabbed the seat of the chair and requested
5 good ones to each cheek.
She was mildly surprised, but figured it was a good trade for the session and Prince. After the 10 strikes to his ass, he told her,
"I could give you the name of an agent that I got an in with, if you finger my back door."
I don't think..."
"What if I could guarantee that he'd sign you as a new client?"
"Well, that is interesting."
"Here, put this on your dominant hand."
He handed her a latex glove.
"Now hold it out."
He popped open some lube and drizzled a wad onto 2 fingertips.
"You have to make sure they're good and lubed or it'll hurt like a motherfucker. Also, nails. I learned gloves are the cure for that badass pain."
He smiled at her. She nervously returned the smile.
"Here."
He handed her the tube.
"Squirt some in my hole, then spread it around."
He turned his ass toward her and pulled his cheeks apart. Serena tried not to think about what she was doing, which was easy since the photographer directed her.
"Press your fingertips in a circle around the opening." Yeah, just like that. "Use some more pressure." "Yeah. Now, slowly, and I mean slowly, insert your index finger." "Ooh, yeah. Push in another finger slowly and hold them there until I get used to them." "Yeah. Go ahead and slowly saw them in and out of me." "Oh, fuck, yeah. You can go in a little farther." "Fuck. Squeeze my balls." "Oh, man. Oh, shit. You're going to make me come again. Don't stop."
When she returned 3 days later to pick up her prints, the photographer demanded a repeat performance before he gave her the agent's name. Even though she protested, she secretly found it thrilling to poke her fingers into a naughty place and hear the man moan.